the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday, 18 June 2021. And we are taking calls today. 512-248-8252. Keith Rogers. Hello, Keith.
Hey, John. Good to hear you today. Hey, I watched a video. It had Cynthia McKinney in it, and she was talking with Harry Vox, and I forget the other guy's name from Israeli News Live, but they were discussing the so-called vaccines and stuff, alleged vaccines, I should say. And a friend of mine who was put in what are called stasis, he worked for an oil firm, but he had to fill out a questionnaire there, and they were asking race-specific questions. And out of that, there was two separate boxes there of whether you were an Ashkenazi Jew or a Sephardic Jew.
Really?
That was kind of funny they'd ask that. Yeah, why they'd ask that in that, you know, in a questionnaire for being in lockdown, you know. Anyway, in this video, Cynthia McKinney was over there in China during the Wuhan Games, and she was talking to the scientists there on the Chinese side, and the Chinese were really worried that they found out that these vaccines and stuff that they were with the timing sounds off, but they were working on these vaccines ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And the Chinese were worried because it seemed like it was attacking the, or these, I guess they were doing some trials over there, and it was attacking the sperm content of the Chinese. And this would probably go in line with why now China has now upped their one-child policy to the three-child. And we have to remember that the one-child policy was funded entirely by the United States with over $100 million with the UN, and then another additional $12 million. And in that, their own documents, they said that the, basically the entire population of the United States would have been exterminated, via this policy here. But this goes along with that NSSM 200, which was cited by Henry Kissinger, where it documented that 13 nations, mainly in Africa, of those countries that the lower developed countries, they call them, which would be sought after for population control and to secure resources for the United States. And in lieu of what you were talking about earlier, with that black man that was giving that talk there,
Ty Smith, really good.
Yeah. But when you see articles in the activist post about crates of guns being dropped in the back cities and stuff, it's no different than watching these tribes over there in Africa that can barely clothe themselves but have AR, or AK-47s,
right,
and stuff.
Right.
we're talking about a population destruction. As a matter of fact, the actual article that this comes from is it's called Government Population Control Agenda. And this was put out in January 26th. But what I thought was interesting about what Cynthia McKinney was talking about was a project for a new American century. I think she said page 50, where it talked about using these viruses as part of this agenda, which is basically a bunch of quislings. And now we can see who has weaseled themselves into all positions of the United States government. And now they were talking about how, back to this little separate box where it talks about population control, that it's called an H2 receptor or something like that, but it does not affect the Ashkenazi. And so in every other population, it does. And we know, or everyone should know, that the Israelis are the ones that are pumping out these vaccines. And even Moderna had teamed up with the Russians on theirs, with the Sputnik's one. But they are targeting individuals. And then there's that article from Wired.com from Israel's biowarfare, where they were targeting Arabs only. And this was first deployed. Bill Gates did a speech on it called FunVax, where they were aerial spraying over Afghanistan to what they called to de-radicalize the Muslims. And that there would in itself would have been biowarfare anyway. But we're seeing this with closed churches, the de-spiritualization of people, the gay agenda, anything to remove people from any spiritual side that they have. And now what I'm noticing, as you're talking about Texas, is where the government has, like Florida and Texas, where they've stood up to this global agenda and these lockdowns, that they're now being attacked covertly, I guess, by now having these gangs and stuff come into their area too. And this all goes right back to what E. Edward Griffin had mentioned in that original video of, like, using the blacks to go into white neighborhoods and stuff. But I think the blacks here are just being used as pawns, just they were throughout Africa.
They you know? Absolutely are. This was the whole apartheid thing, that the whites were suppressing the blacks. Well, who were the communists that were pushing this? Well-known
right,
names.
Yeah.
This is what I tried to explain to one of our former hosts on this network that thought that Nelson Mandela was the greatest thing since, I guess, dark sliced bread. And I said, don't you get it? I said, the guy is a communist. This is a cooked up thing. I said, white people came to South Africa. Yeah, that's right. And they built businesses and they hired and employed a lot of black people. There was food to eat in Africa because the white farmers had the technology. They had the will to go out there and plow the fields, plant, and harvest. Now there's starvation in Africa, but it was called apartheid. Excuse me, these were the communists taking over. And by the way, what you said about guns, isn't it fascinating that they've got brand new AK-47s? I reported a couple of years ago in Chicago what were being discovered in alleyways next to dumpsters. Brand new weapons, AK-47s, still wrapped in cosmoline in the regular shipping containers. These were just being found in alleyways in Chicago. Wow.
Yeah, George Webb did a series on that, where he talked about, it seems like some of these, we'll call them just targeted shootings over in Chicago, for instance, that they were targeting certain blacks when they did that. And he alluded to the fact that there weren't actual kill shots, that they were, you know, they were, what do you call it, they were mortal, but it got them to the hospital in time to where they could harvest the organs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that would make sense there.
By the way, you're hitting a lot of different subjects here.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to do Mike Rivero's fill-in for him today.
No, that was Gator that was going to do that, and he couldn't get his computer going.
No, I thought it was you. I had to text back and forth from you and Steve.
No.
Okay. All right.
No. Well, Gator's having a problem with Skype again.
No, the problem I'm having with Gator is Gator won't let Tom into his computer to find out what the problem is. And I've been telling him that now for 3 weeks. All right. Hey, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
All right. No problem, John.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. What didn't I just mention the NIH? U.S. Senate passes bill to give billions of dollars in funding for human-animal hybrid experiments. Huh? What? The U.S. Senate has passed a bill, and you bet JoJo is going to sign it, will allocate billions of dollars to the National Institutes of Health, with some of the funds expected to go toward a disturbing form of research whereby tissue from aborted babies is spliced with animal cells to create a mixed species organism called chimeras. Introduced by Senate Majority Leader Chucky the Possum Schumer. God. What? Why do New Yorkers keep voting for this asshat? Why? Maybe they don't. Maybe it's the same thing with John McCain in Arizona. You talk to people in Arizona, nobody admits to voting for John McCain. I didn't vote for that idiot. But yet he was the U.S. Senator from Arizona for years and years and years and years. Introduced by the Senate Majority Leader Chucky Schumer, the U.S. Innovation and Competition Act, also called the Endless Frontier Act, was passed by the Senate 68-32 vote on June 9th. It's supposed to address growing Chinese technology competition by increasing investment in American innovation in science and technology to the tune of $250 billion. The bill had been hotly debated on the Senate floor for weeks, with over 600 amendments being proposed before last week's vote. Well, let me explain something here. A lot of these people that voted for Trump, voted for his impeachment, the rhinos, Mike, my computer just went kaflooey on me here. Hold on. I might have the Steve-itis here. GOP House members who voted to impeach Trump. Well, there's an election coming up next year. It's called a midterm. And guess what's being done? Real conservatives are running against the rhinos. 10 Republicans who joined the Democrat effort to impeach former President Donald Trump in February, saying is responsible for the breach on the Capitol. And that's going to be my follow-up story here. And even Tucker Carlson had the cojones to go out there and put this story out. We'll get to it here in a few minutes. All received criticism from their home states. While some were censured, others were told to resign. Currently, 9 out of the 10 are facing primary challenges from within the GOP or Trump's America First wing. I wish they'd stop doing that. It's real, true conservative people in this country. I'm not marching under the banner of Donald Trump. I'm marching under the banner of the Constitution of the United States of America and my own state constitution. I don't think Trump was there when the signing of the Declaration of Independence or the actual form of government was signed. (Laughs) Instead of attacking me and, more importantly, the voters of our movement, top establishment Republicans in Washington should be spending their energy in opposing Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, and the Democrats. Trump said that in a CPAC speech. Congressional members, Representative Liz Cheney, she is not worth the powder to blow herself up with. Republican out of Wyoming. Representative Anthony Gonzalez, Republican out of Ohio. Representative Jamie, I think this is Butler, Republican out of Washington. Representative John Katko, Republican out of New York. Representative Adam Kissinger, not Kissinger, Kinzinger, Republican out of Illinois. Representative Peter Meyer, Republican out of Michigan. Representative Dan Newhouse, Republican out of Washington. Representative Tom Rice, Republican out of South Carolina. Here's another Michigander, Representative Fred Upton. They would know a conservative up there if it jumped out of a bush and bit them in their backside. Representative David Valadio, Republican out of California, all voted to impeach Trump. While the majority of the Republicans voted against the impeachment, believing it was unconstitutional and unwarranted. It was both. The Democrats don't have grandstanders, and in the House, Tom Rice, Adam Kissinger, Dan Newhouse, Anthony Gonzalez, Upton, and all these other clowns. And of course, the warmonger, a person that loves seeing our troops fighting, old Liz Cheney. Does that shock anybody? The good news is, in her state, she's been censured. And in her state, her poll numbers have dropped faster than any human being I've ever seen. So hopefully, they'll get rid of her for the next election. Get rid of them all, Mr. Trump added. Representative Cheney, the most well-known and established congresswoman in a group of 10, has faced constant backlash since voting to impeach Trump, including being censured by her state's Republican Party and later being removed as GOP House Conference Chair for her constant criticism of Trump. Cheney is being challenged by Wyoming State Senator Anthony Bouchard, whose campaign raised $400,000 in 3 months in small donations. Bouchard said he is a strong conservative that Wyoming needs. President Trump stated, the Liz Cheneys of the world, we've got to get rid of them. It looks like conservatives across America, especially in Wyoming, agree as strongly with him as I do. Although Trump has not formally endorsed Bouchard, Trump's press secretary, or director, rather, put out a statement saying the Wyoming poll found that Cheney is extremely vulnerable since her state voted overwhelmingly for Trump in 2020. I got a newsflash. So did Michigan. So did Nevada. So did New Mexico. So did Arizona. So did Georgia. And on it goes. Representative Gonzalez is being challenged by former Trump aide Max Miller. Folks, this is going to be major backlash. And, you know, do you think the Democrats are going to be stupid enough to try to fix the midterms? Well, let me ask you this. What has happened to the Democrats that are found fixing stuff? Have they gone to jail? Have they been charged? Have they gone to jail? Where was the announcement going, hey, we're dumping this Dominion company because, you know what? The vote's not secure. There's this big gap as to what happened and what may happen again, and again, the midterms are coming up next year, to say nothing of the 2024. Do you think the Democrats would be dumb enough if Trump runs again in 2024 to try to fix that one? Yeah, he's shaking his head yes. 512-248-8252. Why is everybody so silent today? Are they going to wait to the last 20 minutes of the show? Mike is shaking his head again.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
James in Vancouver. Hello, James.
Yeah, good afternoon. Good Friday to you. I heard that $250 billion, is it, for that new proposal? Well, I think they're going to be making more than chimeras. If you read the fine print of that act, they're probably going to be doing something they shouldn't be doing.
Well, they shouldn't be doing it in the first place. Who is the federal government to be voting on a bill to go in there and monkey around with human DNA in the first place? That's not within their purview. It's not in the scope of their responsibilities. Who the hell are these people?
Well, I get you there. And China's been doing it apparently for a couple decades already. But my speculation would be is they're going to try to build some kind of Frankenstein out of this.
Well, they might. Who knows? I mean, we can speculate until the cows come home. I just know this. I just know this. That whatever China is up to, I don't think in conventional terms we would have a hard time dealing with it. And when I say I say conventional terms, if there is a threat big enough to the United States, do you not think we'd use nuclear weapons?
Oh yeah, I think we gave China the chimera, its recombinant DNA technology. We gave it to them because people were worried about, you know, moral issues in America. This goes back to George W. Bush. And they did it. And now the United States, okay, Americans are real innovators, and they want in on something where, you know, something big could happen, right? And I'm not saying all Americans, but they're competitive, okay? So they want to compete, right?
If it's in it, look, hold on, stop right there. We're extremely competitive if it's in the realm of business. If it's in the realm of real business, what these clowns are involved with and what our own clowns and our own government are involved with has got nothing to do with business. It has to do with 21st century hoodoo voodoo magic. And just because somebody else is playing around with it, well, we got to spend $250 billion to go out there and match what the Chinese are doing. Again, I will say that if there is imminent threat, and I mean real threat of the wipeout of America, we always got the nuclear option.
Right, right. And I had a professor in R&D told me 40 years ago, he said, you never match the competition. You make it better than what they got. You see what I'm saying? It sounds bad, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, but look at the flavor of what's going on around this phony virus, who they're trying to pin this on, calling them terrorists and, you know, spreading bioweapons. Oh, that leak came from Wuhan. I don't know if that's a fact, but I do know one thing for a fact. The reason why nuclear weapons have not been used since 1945 is its imminent and permanent destruction, period. And China is not dumb enough to launch a nuclear attack on this and on us, or we're not going to launch on them. Same thing with Russia. When this supposedly we were going toe to toe and there's going to be a showdown with a nuclear war, people, as cooler heads prevailed, and said, okay, and who's going to gain from this if we wipe out the entire planet? That's the reason why it hasn't been used.
Right, right. But I'm just saying now, just look at this so-called vaccine stuff, or the shots, whatever you want to call them, okay? They're doing what nuclear weapons can't do, is take out a population or populations, and everything is still intact. See?
Well, we used to have, well, what did they call those nuclear weapons, Mike, that left a building standing but killed all the humans? Neutron bomb? Yeah, that kind of disappeared. That cropped up, and that kind of disappeared almost overnight. All right.
All right. Anyway,
hey, appreciate your call. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
All right. No, I ain't got my screen up. That's why I didn't notice that there's three more. Sally in Alaska. Sorry, Sally.
Hey, John. Well, you sounded kind of lonely, so I thought I'd give you a call. Now, I've been doing a lot of investigating.
I have my anger to keep me warm.
Me too. That's what I keep telling my friends. They say, Sally, something's going to pop. I think we 70-plus-year-old folks have a tougher whatever than most. Anyway, I have been doing my best to investigate this magnetic site at the shot site, either to poo-poo it or, you know, I think it's another segment of an experiment within an experiment, because
thank you.
I've talked to a doctor that I trust, that I used to go out with in the 60s, and he said, he made a joke of it. He says, well, the magnet slid right off my arm, but then it didn't stay on the refrigerator either. So he was just mocking me, I guess. But my son is on the slope, and none of my Alaskan families are getting the shot.
Good.
The vaccine.
And by the way, Sally, Sally, I agree with you. I think it's an experiment being run with a different vaccine within the framework of the scandemic.
Here's the important thing, and I wanted to talk to you.
Okay, hold on. You're cramming me right up against the break. Hold on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Yeah.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendabite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
You think anybody would ever mistake me for being Rush Limbaugh? Do I get a Medal of Freedom? I've been doing this for 33 years, and it ain't Democrats versus Republicans, or let's get the reaction from the Democrats for what the Republicans just said. Ah, Sally in Alaska, you were going to say.
Yeah, well, this is important, and I'll keep it short. My son is up in Prudhoe Bay. He's on non-federal oil fields, so Biden can't kick him out. And he went in, and he was getting lip from this coworker who had gotten the shot and was harping on him because he was not taking a shot. And Ezra just looked at him and said, "You're mistaken. Now, will you do something for me?" And he went, they were in the lunchroom, and he took a refrigerator magnet down, and he said, "Would you put this on your site where you got your shot?" And it stuck to his arm. And my son is absolutely honest as the day is long. He's almost 40. And this guy's face got as white as a sheet, and his eyes got as big as saucers, and thinking what he had done.
Well,
it stuck to his arm. Now, I think I was on the phone with Jeff Bennett a couple of days ago, nights ago, but it was later than he usually is on, so I'm not sure. And he asked me, "We've got to find out what shot they got." Well, Ezra is down now, but he's out in the woods at his cabin. And the other guy that got shot is up in Kenai. So it might be 2 weeks before or a week before they get together.
Yeah, I mean,
again,
lot number something, out. Something, something.
Well, Ezra said that Moderna was the one that got shipped to their base camp. But he doesn't know whether this kid got shot at home down here on the peninsula or, you know, going through the airport.
And Sally, so, look, I'm in agreement with you. I think this is real. My co-host for on Mondays doesn't think so. He thinks it's just a scam. I do not. I think it is something that they're playing around with, that, you know, these vaccinations, you know, where exactly they're coming from. You know, you hear the occasional story, well, you know, they don't pass rigid standards for manufacturing of vaccines. And I'm going, yeah, who the hell's making them? What's the batch numbers? There's no way to track and trace this crap.
Well, Moderna is the one that got shipped to them, but now we're going to have to wait and find out, and Ezra is on the track. He totally agrees with you.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that they're doing all kinds of ways to try and kill us off and equalize, you know, turn us into robots or right. You know, it's just crazy. And now all of a sudden they're taking up more chemtrails, and that's something that bothers me with Mike Rivero, because he thinks that's just a scam. And I know it's not. I grew up underneath the Newark jets coming in and out.
Sally,
and I know
Sally,
what a comptroller is.
Sally, I have requested people not to name host on this network or callers. This starts more cat fights than you can imagine.
No, I understand. But it's just so disappointing that a guy that can be that smart. And I know what a trade. I saw
enough.
It
and Sally, enough. Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Well,
thank
you. Okay.
Yeah, track that stuff down and let me know if you come.
I am going to find out and let you know about Moderna and see if he got the shot up on the slope.
Right.
In which case, that's the
right.
Corporation.
Okay. Do it. If you got something, let me know, Sally. Thanks. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John. Thanks for letting me get on here for a minute. Hey, you know what? Maybe we need to elect somebody like Ronald Reagan, because he might be able to negotiate the release of those Iranian, those guys in Washington, D.C. He might be able to negotiate them. Guys, 500 people. The guy.
You mean the ones the FBI arrested? Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And I heard reports, Matt Bracken was talking about it. I've heard it all over the place now that, I mean, some guy got his eye poked out. His arm was broken. He can no longer, or not broken, but he no longer can use his arm because it's been beat up. There's a guy who needs kidney dialysis every week, and he's been there all this time. He hasn't got his kidney dialysis. I mean, these guys get like 15, 20 minutes a day out in the sunlight. And
well,
they go
Andy,
back in their
you did a great service for me, because what I'm about ready to play here was what Tucker Carlson said last Tuesday night about the FBI sending in their snitches and their undercover people in these groups and organizations. And I will get to that. I thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Tucker Carlson on Tuesday said FBI operatives coordinated the Capitol riots. Now, remember me saying that I had seen pictures of some of these groups, and folks, these weren't militias. These were not militias. These were military personnel parading around as being militias. Darren Beatty of Revolver News published a bombshell report about the FBI's involvement in the siege on Capitol Hill on January 6th. Carlson explained how the FBI infiltrated the march on the Capitol to stage a false flag attack meant to demonize Trump supporters. While the Justice Department has thrown a book at Trump supporters who went inside the Capitol, some of the key people participating on January 6th have not been charged with crimes. They're being held, but not charged, despite their actions that were more aggressive. The government calls those people unindicted co-conspirators, and Carlson said that more than 20 of them were almost certainly working for the FBI. The government's own documents admit the riots were organized at least in part by government agents. In March, FBI Director Christopher Wray implied that the Bureau was infiltrating groups that opposed the Biden regime. Former Assistant FBI Director Frank Fugluzzi suggested members of Congress should be arrested for the Capitol protest. Republican Representative Matt Gaetz demanded FBI Director Wray explain the extent of FBI agents infiltrated and embedded into militia groups, including the Oath Keepers, Proud Boys, the Three Percenters that entered the Capitol building. In his opening monologue on Tuesday edition of Tucker Carlson, Carlson broke down known facts about the Capitol protests that show the FBI organized and coordinated the breach on Capitol building. Oh, really?
And speaking of January 6th, why are there still so many things, basic factual matters, that we don't understand about that day? Why is the Biden administration preventing us from knowing? Why is the administration still hiding more than 10,000 hours of surveillance tape from the U.S. Capitol on January 6th? What could possibly be the reason for that? Even as they call for more openness, we need to get to the bottom of it. They could release those tapes today, but they're not. Why? We ought to be asking those questions urgently, because as the Attorney General reminded us today, a lot depends on the answers. And at least one news organization is asking that. Revolver News. It's a new site. It turned out to be one of the last honest outlets on the internet. A new piece on revolver.news suggests an answer to some of these questions. We know that the government is hiding the identity of many law enforcement officers who were present at the Capitol on January 6th, not just the one who killed Ashley Babbitt. According to the government's own court filings, those law enforcement officers participated in the riot, sometimes in violent ways. We know that because, without fail, the government has thrown the book at most people who are present in the Capitol on January 6th. There was a nationwide dragnet to find them, and many of them are still in solitary confinement tonight. But strangely, some of the key people who participated on January 6th have not been charged. Look at the document. The government calls those people unindicted co-conspirators. What does that mean? Well, it means that in potentially every single case, they were FBI operatives. Really? In the Capitol on January 6th? For example, one of those unindicted co-conspirators is someone government documents identify only as Person 2. According to those documents, Person 2 stayed in the same hotel room as a man called Thomas Caldwell, an insurrectionist, a man alleged to be a member of the group the Oath Keepers. Person 2 also, quote, stormed the barricades at the Capitol on January 6th alongside Thomas Caldwell. The government's indictments further indicate that Caldwell, who, by the way, is a 65-year-old man, this dangerous insurrectionist, was led to believe there would be a, quote, quick reaction force also participating on January 6th. That quick reaction force, Caldwell was told, would be led by someone called Person 3, who had a hotel room and an accomplice with him. But wait, here's the interesting thing. Person 2 and Person 3 were organizers of the riot. The government knows who they are, but the government has not charged them. Why is that? You know why. They were almost certainly working for the FBI. So FBI operatives were organizing the attack on the Capitol on January 6th, according to government documents. And those two are not alone. In all, Revolver News reported there are, quote, upwards of 20 unindicted co-conspirators in the Oath Keeper indictments, all playing various roles in the conspiracy, who have not been charged for virtually the exact same activities, and in some cases, much, much more severe activities, as those named alongside them in the indictments. Huh? So it turns out that this white supremacist insurrection was, again, by the government's own admission in these documents, organized at least in part by government agents. Are you shocked? We're shocked. We shouldn't be shocked. Because in March, the FBI director admitted that the Bureau is infiltrating as many dissident groups that oppose the regime as it possibly can.
There must be moments where you think, if we would have known, if we could have infiltrated this group or found out what they were doing. And that, do you have those moments?
So anytime there's an attack, especially one that's this horrific, that strikes right at the heart of our system of government, right at the time the transfer of power is being discussed, you can be darn tootin' that we are focused very, very hard on how can we get better sources, better information, better analysis, so that we can make sure that something like what happened on January 6th never happens again.
Well, wait a second. There's a huge difference between using an informant to find out what a group you find threatening might do and paying people to help organize a violent action, which is what happened, apparently, according to government documents, on January 6th. That's a line, and the FBI has crossed it. And it's not the first time they crossed that line in Michigan. Remember that plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer? We heard a lot about that, and Whitmer was able to cover some of her own incompetence, though not all, by pointing to the fact that she's now a victim. Now, in the FBI's telling of that plot, a whole team of insurrectionists was going to drive a van up to Gretchen Whitmer's vacation house and throw her in the back and drive away.
Right.
The mastermind of this plot, according to the FBI, was a man called Adam Fox. Who is Adam Fox? Adam Fox turned out to be a homeless guy who was living in the basement of a vacuum repair shop. Quite a gorilla. The whole story was a farce. It was insulting, really, once you got to the details, which outlets like the AP...
Folks, let me pause this for 1 second. What did I say about that story when I first heard it? I said the FBI is lying their butts off. Did I not?
Didn't bother with in the first read. But if you read the government's charging documents carefully, and you should, you will see that it gets even more ridiculous. It turns out that one of the five people in the planned Gretchen Whitmer kidnap van was an FBI agent in the van. Another was an FBI informant. And the feds admitted in these documents that an informant or undercover agent was, quote, usually present in the group's meetings. In other words, using simple math, which we can do even on cable news, nearly half the gang of kidnappers were working for the FBI. Remember the guy who suggested using a bomb to blow up a bridge as part of that plot? That got a lot of coverage. That guy was an undercover FBI agent. Oh, okay. So if you're wondering why they're always comparing January 6th to 9/11, there's your answer. They're using the same tactics. And a lot of us missed this the first time around. And you are due an apology, and we're proffering it on television right now. We didn't see the obvious. If you empower the government to violate civil liberties in pursuit of a foreign terror organization, and there are foreign terror organizations, it's just a matter of time before ambitious politicians use those same mechanisms to suppress political dissent. And that's what we're seeing now. We should have seen it earlier. Trevor Aronson wrote a book on this called The Terror Factory, and it analyzed every terror prosecution from 2001 to 2013. Aronson found that at least 50 defendants were on trial because of behavior that the FBI had not only encouraged but enabled. FBI agents were essentially the plotters in these crimes. They made the crimes crimes. In 2012, a writer for The Nation called Petra Bartosiewicz found that FBI agents had, quote, crossed the line from merely observing potential criminal behavior, which, by the way, is allowed and good, to, and we're quoting, encouraging people and assisting people to participate in plots that are largely scripted by the FBI itself, end quote. And we checked. We look carefully, and that's not an exaggeration. Wish it were. One of those plots was an Islamic terror attack in 2015 in Garland, Texas. It turns out that an FBI employee played an active role in that shooting.
The FBI was much closer to the Garland attack than anyone realized.
After the trial, you discovered that the government knew a lot more about the Garland attack than they had let on.
That's right. Yeah, after the trial, we found out that they had had an undercover agent who had been texting with Simpson less than 3 weeks before the attack to him, tear up Texas, which to me was an encouragement to Simpson.
The man he's talking about was a special agent of the FBI, working undercover, posing as an Islamic radical.
Man, so they're doing that to Islamic radicals. What are they doing to American citizens? That should really worry you. In a moment of uncharacteristic honesty, a former FBI assistant director called Frank Figaluzzi explained the other day on MSNBC, the goal is to round up people who dissent against the regime and throw them into solitary, and that's including members of Congress. Watch this.
What have we learned from our experience with international terrorism? In order to address that problem, arresting low-level operatives is merely a speed bump, not a roadblock. In order to really tackle terrorism, and this time domestically, you've got to attack and dismantle the command and control element of a terrorist group. That may mean people sitting in Congress right now.
Round up sitting members, duly democratically elected members of Congress because they oppose the regime? Even Vladimir Putin's not doing that. And there's a former assistant director of the FBI calling for it on television and no one noticed. So we're rounding people up. How about rounding up the FBI operatives that rioted on January 6th? Why not identify the guy who shot Ashley Babbitt to death? This is crazy and we should resist it. And speaking of...
Well. I've said this, and I'll say it again. Are you listening, Federal Bureau of Investigation? You're the terrorist. You should be disbanded. Period. You know, I can't remember, this happened so many years ago, I can't remember some of the names, but I still see the faces of these churches that were popping up, you know, with the Nazi insignia all over the place. Heil Hitler, you know, doing their best to look like respectable skinheads with Nazi regalia hanging all over them. One of these churches, and I think it was in Oregon, there were so many FBI agents, and they're told, when you go undercover, you're by yourself, okay? You can't necessarily expect assistance. You can't get on your phone or you can't call in and go, hey, send in the FBI agents. They're on to me. No. And they keep them isolated. They keep them isolated from other agents as well. What was discovered in this damn church that half of the attendees of the church were all FBI agents. They didn't know it. The FBI agents taking part in this, the only part that they knew that they were FBI and they were there to keep an eye on these potentially bad people. Well, half of the people sitting in the damn church were FBI agents. They didn't even know it. And time and time and time again, what does the FBI do when these false flag attacks happen? They go in there and clean up all the evidence. They go in there and scoop everything up. Haven't you ever wondered to this day why you get this grainy, the Pentagon, no plane, big hole, fireball. I'm sorry, where was plane? Where was it? A place, folks, that they've got cameras watching cameras. What did they do? They ran in there and scarfed everything up. Oh, do you remember the mass shooting that the FBI came out and said that, well, we don't know what the man's motivation was for killing all those people in Las Vegas. The FBI went in there, scarfed up every video, every surveillance camera that they could, and then turned around and said, oh, well, after the public started catching on to it, the internet was on fire, the FBI finally figured out, wait a minute, we've got to drop this one. Oh, and they dropped it. The only thing that the federal government got out of that was the fancy little triggers that turn a semi-automatic into an automatic that don't work. And then they come out, and what did they say about this investigation of one of the worst mass shootings in the country? Well, we didn't. We never discovered what the guy's motivation was. That's because that was an FBI operation. That's why. All right. One other story, and I'm covering Texas today because we're going to get justice back. And justice down here in Texas, it means going after and locking up the bad guys. And they come in many different forms. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas asked Texans to turn up the temperatures on their thermostats this week. Yeah, what's he talking about? When Deer Park resident Brandon English got home from work on Wednesday, his house was hot. My wife had cranked it down at 2:30 in the afternoon, English said. It takes a long time for this house to get cool when it gets that hot. That's because they got rid of the R22 and they charge you $50 a pound to recharge your air conditioners. And the stuff that they told you to recharge your air conditioners with, it's 20% less efficient. That's why it takes longer. Sorry. They had been asleep long enough that the house had already gotten to 78 degrees. Wait a minute here. Okay, if I'm looking at the story, he got home from work. This must be 2:30 in the morning. Okay, it doesn't say a.m. or p.m. Thanks, K-View. You always get crap wrong. They had been asleep long enough for the house that had already gotten to 78 degrees, English said, so they woke up sweating without anybody touching it. They said their thermostat was changed while they were sleeping, making their home unbearably hot. Was my daughter at the point of overheating? She's 3 months old. They dehydrate rather rapidly. His wife received an alert on her phone soon after that. The family said their thermostat had been changed remotely, raising the temperature of their home during a 3-hour energy-saving event. The family's smart thermostat was installed a few years ago as part of a new home security package. Many smart thermostats can now be enrolled in a program called Smart Savers Texas. It's operated by a company called Energy Hub. The agreement states that in exchange for an entry into a sweepstakes, electric customers allow them to control their thermostats during periods of high energy demand. Energy Hub's list of clients include TXU Energy, CenterPoint, and ERCOT. English said he enrolled in a enrolled their thermostat as soon as he had found out, I wouldn't want anybody else controlling my things for me. Here is a short report on it.
We have a Class 4 clog in progress.
Brad. Of course, we've got to get a commercial here. Let me kill the sound. It started to play, but skip ad. Okay, there we go.
Want to conserve power is by turning up the temperature on their thermostats. But what if someone else is doing it for you without your knowledge? Matt Doherty is hearing from folks in Deer Park who say it's happening to them.
When Brandon English got home from work yesterday, the house was hot.
She had cranked it down at about 2:30. It takes a long time for this house to get cool once it gets that hot.
Earlier in the day, Brandon's wife and their daughters decided to take their afternoon nap.
They had been asleep long enough that the house had already got 78 degrees. So they wake up sweating.
Without anyone touching it, their thermostat was changed while they were sleeping, making their home unbearably hot.
Was my daughter at the point of overheating? You know, she's 3 months old. They dehydrate very quickly. And we're very careful when we go out places, let alone her covered up in the bed, just getting hot.
Soon after that, his wife got an alert on her phone. The thermostat had been changed remotely, raising the temperature during a 3-hour energy-saving event. The family smart thermostat was installed a few years ago as part of a new home security package. Many smart thermostats can be enrolled in a program called Smart Savers Texas. It's operated by a company called Energy Hub. The agreement states that in exchange for entry into a sweepstakes, electric customers allow for the company to access their thermostats during periods of high energy demand.
And when it's the hottest, they're coming in and turning it down. Or is it up? Yeah. Folks, stay the hell away from the cyber clouds out there. These creatures, there are no limits and there are no bounds from them. Stay away from them. And don't talk to any FBI agents. Jeez. Thank you, folks. We'll see you Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.